My name is Radical Ryan, but it may as well be Josette at this point. Evening has descended on Collinwood, and for one man, it's an evening filled with promise of hope. But tonight, betrayal awaits. The treachery of a confidant will shatter that hope, and his own true evil will be revealed. And let me tell you, it's not pretty. Welcome back, Radical Ones, to another episode of our reviews for Dark Shadows, the revival series from 1991. As always, I am your host, Radical Ryan Hunter, here with everyone's favorite brother, David. Episode 5, which premiered on January 25th, 1991, David.
And what a year it was.
What a year it was. What a year it was. Again, canceled because of the Gulf War coverage. This could have been something. We could have been on season 10 of Dark Shadows, like the Vampire Diaries that David's watching. So, David, what happened in the last episode was a whole lot of shenanigans. Sarah appeared to Vicky. There was paintings. There was a diary left. There was David being controlled by his mother in a mental institution.
Fires.
There was fires. There was witches.
It was a possible assault on a beach.
She's never quite recovered from. We begin this episode at a very romantic scene. Barnabas and Vicky enjoy a late night dinner together. And after their dinner, Barnabas presents her with a gift. The antique music box that once belonged to Josette. And of course, Victoria is beyond thrilled.
She's like, am I Josette now?
Is it official?
I've been writing it. I've been practicing it just like hers.
They then, David, what is the name of the dance? They dance the
minuet.
Minuet. Minuet. They dance that, and Barnabas was born dancing this, evidently.
Which is not something that in modern days you would be like impressed by.
You sure she wasn't going at this point like, it's Barnabas, you know.
Okay.
He's always alone, and he does have Willie, his traveling companion.
Why does he keep playing Petam, Petam?
Oh my God!
I thought it was just some native language that he learned when he was in England.
Petam, Petam. That would be the equivalent of that now. Yeah.
This is Josette's music box.
And now it is yours.
I can't accept this. I know how important it is to you.
That is precisely why I want you to have it.
Ever since I heard this melody, it's been haunting me.
Pleasantly, I trust.
It's a minuet, isn't it?
Have you ever danced the minuet?
Not since I was a little girl in dancing school. Oh, Barnabas, no, I don't think I could possibly remember.
Well, it's so simple, Victoria. I would be honored if you would allow me to remind you. Do you know how the dance got its name?
From the French for small.
Like the steps of the dance, small, delicate, and very elegant, much like you.
You really know how to dance the minuet.
Victoria, I was born dancing the minuet.
Back at Collinwood, Victoria is in her bedroom. She has this music box going because this is going to be the soundtrack of her life. She's like, this house, let me tell you. Julia's walking around, and keep in mind, Radical Ones, the last time that this woman saw this music box, he said he was going to give it to the woman that he loves. So she is astonished. Matter of fact, she goes from the stairway into the bedroom, picks it up, and she's still like, bitch, how did you get this?
First of all, she walks into Victoria's room. Well, here's the thing. You don't really know these people. They're not your friends. No. They're your employer. Why would you leave the door open to begin with?
Victoria's in another world, honestly. I don't even know.
So anyway, Julia comes in, Victoria sees her, and Julia practically grabs her and tells her, you will tell me about your relationship.
Something tells me you need to talk. Like, she is really...
Victoria, she says, will you tell me what's going on between you two? Are you in love with him? Is he in
love
with you? You need to talk to somebody about this. You will talk to me about this. And she's like, she was almost going to get shook again. I see it.
She was going to get shook.
Seems that you and Barnabas are becoming quite friendly. Yes, we are. Is it more than that, Victoria? Forgive me, I mean, I know it's none of my business, but why do I have the feeling that you'd like to be able to talk with someone? Are you in love with him? Is he in love with you? I don't know. I would appreciate it if you didn't say anything about this.
Of course, why would I?
I wouldn't want to embarrass him.
No. Victoria, if ever you feel the need to talk.
Thank you, Dr. Hoffman.
I do love that Victoria isn't dumb in the sense that she does look at these people like, there's strange, but then she allows it.
I still have a job. It's all right. I still have a job.
She's like, as long as I don't have to take that train ride back to wherever I came from.
I'm not carrying this bag now with a heavy music box in it all the way back to that train station because Willie's too drunk or high to get me back.
Julia is on a mission. She goes to the old house. Willie's out there working.
But wait, you're missing the part where she writes in her medical journal that she can no longer continue with the experiment because of a relationship with a certain young lady.
I have recently come to understand the true nature of the relationship between the subject and a certain young woman. Unfortunately, it has proven harmful to the successful completion of the experiment. Therefore, I must put the program on hold, maintaining the subject at the level he has already attained. Never fully human, never totally cured, until such time as the relationship comes to an end.
I know what they're trying to say, that yes, she was in love with Barnabas, but is she really that scientific person that really is thinking that this will come between her experiment?
No, I think she's just jealous. She's a vengeful, jealous woman.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to call her a bitch. She's a vengeful, jealous bitch.
Well, she is too, because first of all...
I love her, though.
You have to set emotions aside. Whether or not Barnabas was the biggest... Are you really going to double-cross a over 200-year-old vengeful, vicious vampire?
She is. She's got the balls.
Are you really going to do that? So first of all, I wouldn't have done it. And she was leading her on, but I guess in his mind he wasn't. Would you be so delusional to think that you were gonna get away with doing this? Like, it didn't make any sense.
I don't think she knew it was gonna have this effect, though. That's what I'm taking it about. I think she just was cutting it and she thought it was just gonna keep him at bay. I don't think she thought it was gonna turn out to be this whole thing.
I think it's like, if you're a drug addict, you need to get more to get the high. You need to maintain the high by
right.
getting more. So I think that she would have had to continue to give him more of the serum.
And he would have become more and more dependent on her, linking them together. And she did say in that monologue that it will eventually separate them, right? Because he's going to have to hold on, never go fully into the light. And that's that thing. So she heads over, right? And Willie's out there working, chopping wood. And he's like, yeah, they've been walking. And she went, walking? Like, that was the worst thing ever. How dare he walk? He's walking? Just walking was enough for her to go,
where were they walking, Willie? Would you say it was a stroll? A casual walk? Were they prancicizing? Were they exercising, Willie? What were they doing? What, Willie?
So that was enough for her. So he goes, well, she's like, you know how much I care about Barnabas. He's like, yes, yes, you're one of the only other people that care about Barnabas. Because Willie, for some reason, loves Barnabas. I don't know.
I don't know. But Dr. Hoffman practically did Ursula from The Little Mermaid. The little tramp. Yes. She's better than I thought.
Well, honestly, she's looking at this woman. She's gorgeous. But does she have a personality? That's what she's looking at. She's like, I am a worldly woman. I'm curing him. And again, I don't think she's realizing that he's spending his time with Victoria. I don't know where Julia is, but she's missing this whole thing. Maybe she thinks she's supposed to be working with David. Maybe she thinks she's working, teaching this kid something.
Keeping him from burning the place down.
He's been seeing quite a bit of Victoria Winters, hasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he has.
Well, I want to know about their relationship.
Relationship? What do you mean, Doc?
Well, you know, how they feel about each other.
Oh, you mean like, does Barnabas like her and stuff like that?
That's right, stuff like that, uh-huh.
Well, Doc, I gotta tell you, I've been getting kind of worried about that.
What do you mean, Willie?
Doc, I know I shouldn't be telling you this, but I don't know who else to tell.
What is it, Willie?
Come on with me.
She presses Willie. He ends up showing her Josette's room, explaining that she's the reincarnation, etc., etc., and that Barnabas wants to marry her once the sea is completely cured.
She is shocked at this romance.
So this is when she goes into full-on ventral biatch.
She's the reincarnation of the lady in the picture.
Very romantic. What are Barnabas's plans for Miss Winters?
And he's like, oh my god, Barnabas is home. If he finds us in this room, because don't you dare enter Josette's room unless you are Victoria Winters. It's like the freaking beast room.
You will die.
He will kill us. So they hide in the closet.
Barnabas, my god. Barnabas, my god. He's on the stairs. Doc, we can't stay in here. He'll kill us if he finds us in here.
Just like any TV show soap opera. He opens the door enough that Dr. Hoffman basically puts her whole head out there and listens to his monologue to the portrait of soon we will be married, soon we will be reunited. Oh god, if looks could kill. She is not happy. So he leaves. Instantly, they come out of the room. I hate when they do this on shows. They instantly come out of the room. He's like, I'm going to make a distraction with Barnabas, Ms. Hoffman, and you're going to leave. And she's just staring at this painting going, oh, bitch.
She's like, the resemblance is remarkable. In her Dr. Hoffman voice.
Yeah, the resemblance is remarkable.
So my question is, very powerful vampire, you're angry, but you're going to double cross this, who already killed multiple people, including supposedly your friend Michael, by changing him. You're going to cross him, and then you find out that the woman that he's double crossing you with is the spitting image of a woman that he was deeply in love with that has a whole room. Wouldn't you think that maybe this is destiny and that you should put your feelings aside? Is she that in need of a touch of a man? Why don't she hit up Joe like everybody else does? Everybody wants
to. She wouldn't want her. Joe don't want her. He don't want nobody, Joe. He just wants to be that.
He's damaged goods. He's
damaged, yeah. But can you blame him? Well, actually, you brought up Joe, so let's just cut to that. Carolyn still exists.
So Carolyn sees him at the dock working on a boat. The Daphne, by the way, a fishing boat.
How long was he together with Daphne?
She's like, are you going to take me sailing? He's like, what do you mean? Are you going to take me on that trip finally? She's like, oh, let's go. So then they end up, he's laying down on the deck of the boat. She straddles him. She tells him, oh, there's nothing to eat here but sardines. Yes, you got the captain's hat. She's giving me share. If I could turn back time. Let me straddle the
pantless. Was she pantless? I want to say she was pantless.
I don't know. She says, oh, look, we got chips and sardines. Do you have a kid? Ruffles. He goes, I don't get up. She goes, well, thank God, this is the only thing I can cook anyway. Then she straddles him and wants to have sex with him. And he's like, no, get off of me.
You never change, do you?
No. I like to think of myself as reliable. Someone you can count on?
Carolyn, cut it out.
Oh, just relax.
Carolyn.
Stop being so brave.
I can't do this.
I bet you can. Remember what it feels like? To feel good?
No. No. Look. You just cool it, okay? This cruise is over.
And she's not even fazed. She just puts the hat back on, sits back, maybe
she
next.
Laughs, and she like lounges and just like, oh. But she did give us a clue that he promised her a cruise.
Since they were 13 years old.
So, okay, they're setting up that this is not just whatever, but still it's weird. I get it that Joe is handsome as hell and he's like, yeah, he's brooding. But at this point, these characters, they're just in the show, honestly.
Were they eating before or after? Which had to be the darkest scene I've ever seen in the whole show thus far.
Barnabas was eaten earlier.
No.
The blue whale.
They're at the blue whale. Joe and Karen are eating a burger at the blue whale. Just, you know, shooting the breeze. First of all, he's got ketchup all over his face. She's wiping it like on a BL seductive. Oh, let me wipe it off your mouth. I think that's supposed to represent like blood. Vampirism, like
yes,
blood.
Yes.
It is so dark in this place that they're eating that I would be afraid of what I was eating.
That's why it's so dark, David. It's probably so run down and dusty and crappy in there that they're like, these lights don't go past a certain point. This is mood lighting. And they're the only ones in there, by the way. Maggie's at the thing with her father who owns the blue whale.
So then she has a vision.
Yeah.
A vision, premonition. She's doing her Phoebe thing and she sees the scare dude ripping.
Yeah, she doesn't see it's Barnabas because
she sees an ugly old
cheap Halloween mask attacking Carolyn.
Yeah, she's seeing the old man from in the States. If you're listening, not in the States, there's an old commercial for the Great Adventure, which is an amusement park, and there's a scary old man dancing. But worse.
Worse.
You know what it kind of looked like? If anybody's seen the Texas Chainsaw Massacre with the grandfather.
The grandfather, yes, with the hair.
Or the Devil's Rejects, maybe. The old man. I don't know. One of them. But
the 70s movies does this, but the mask in the 70s movie, to me, looks much better, which is weird to say.
So anyway, she sees it and she's like, oh, be careful now.
I guess at this point. Although.
Now, wouldn't you have said to Carolyn, if she trusts Carolyn knows her, and cares about, and like they know that she's witchy, say, I had some kind of vision that you were being attacked. Please stay with, you were attacked by an old man. Stay away from old men. Don't go anywhere.
Like Return of the Living Dead. I dream of men, old men ripping me apart.
Try not to think about dying too much.
Well, for me, the worst way would be for a bunch of old men to get around me and start fighting and eating me alive.
But you're right, David, because we set up in the last episode, she goes, Caroline told you about me, right? That I have visions or I'm different. So yeah, Caroline evidently does know about this. You're right. So she just goes, yeah, be careful. Bye.
Another slut to leave.
Back at the old house, Barnabas and Vicky are talking about the upcoming costume party. And don't you know that all of the Collins dress as their relatives during this costume party?
And she goes, I wonder who you're going to go as, Barnabas. He's like, what do you mean? No, yeah. I'm going to beat you now. No, he doesn't do that. I'm having post-traumatic stress disorder from the beach still.
Well, honestly, she should be ready at any moment because he does turn on her.
Well, this is when the big storm happens.
This is the big storm, but it's not.
There's a horrible rainstorm. It's a downpour. And he says, oh, you can't leave. And now she's thinking, oh, this is the time he's going to make the moves and try to get in, get the goodies, because they're going to stay in the jar, though.
But not for but not for anything. He doesn't have a phone. So I would be worried about my job because honestly,
I shouldn't be staying out late. No. I should be watching David. He's like, but you can't leave, Victoria. Look at the storm. I would have said, you would have sent Willie out if you wanted something.
You would have sent Willie out. And he goes, we'll get you to Collins before anyone wakes up without noticing you. So she's like, you know, I've done it before. I'm always on this clock, but I'm never working.
He's like, you can do the walk of shame early in the morning. So early.
Before this, she said, do you think there's something in this house that I could wear, Barnabas? And he's like, I might have something for you. Now, come on. She didn't know because as soon as he gives her this outfit, she's like, this is hers, isn't it? This is hers.
She's like, I love myself like this.
Oh my God.
As a matter of fact, Willie and I discovered some old trunks in the attic full of original clothing.
Really? Do you think there might be something in there for me? I haven't managed to come up with anything to wear.
Do you know, I think there might be.
Oh, Barnabas. This is so beautiful. This was hers.
Comic Book Club News gives you the comic book news you need to know first thing in the morning every weekday in the form of digestible 3 to 5 minute long podcasts. Comic Book Club News recaps breaking news stories from Marvel, DC Comics, and beyond, Monday through Friday. New episodes drop 6 a.m. ET in the Comic Book Club News feed, so they're ready for you when you're ready for the day. Comic Book Club News. You hear it second or third, possibly fourth.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Isn't it?
I think so. Would it please you if it was?
Yes. There's something so wonderful about this place and this family. The sense of ancestry seems to run so deep, I envy that.
You've never spoken about your family.
I don't know anything about my family. I grew up in an orphanage.
So we're both alone.
Oh, Barnabas, I'd hardly say you were alone. Your family tree goes back hundreds of years. I've always wondered what it would be like to know where I come from. But then you showed me this portrait. Suddenly I feel connected to someone. I don't know if I look like my mother or my father, but I know I look like her. I probably sound crazy.
No. No, you don't. I understand you completely.
I hope it fits.
It will. Perfectly.
She's still not willing to stay the night because she's probably thinking, oh God, if David does wake up from the night, you know, and I'm not there. He's like, you could sleep in Josette's room.
That's convinced. She's convinced.
That's it. Take me to her bedroom. Give me her dusty,
dirty, crusty nightgown. It looked like Little House on the Prairie. Very ill-fitted. Did not do anything for it. She's like, I'm a little girl again. Yay.
She's like, I love wearing this dead woman's dusty clothes and sleeping in her linens that haven't been changed since 1890. Mm. Unless Willie's out there hand washing things and beating them with sticks.
She's like, Willie, do you have any Benadryl or Zyrtec in the house?
The Josette room. She was never the same in the morning.
It's a little dusty in here. I don't want to...
I'm wearing this dusty historical nightgown, Barnabas. Does this make you aroused?
Why are there holes in it? Oh, it's the moths.
She's thrilled. This is all that she needs. And she stares at the painting, David, and she says, I don't know. She goes, well, I don't know where I come from. I don't know who my mother is. I don't know where my father is, but at least I know I look like her.
And that's so sad because she is an orphan. She does. She grew up in an orphanage. And then Barnabas is like, so we're both alone. And she's like, no, you're not alone. You have a whole bunch of family members. She's like, I'm the one that's alone. And it's questionable if I say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing that you're not going to attack me again.
It's true. That's true.
I'm here wearing her gown in her bed.
And that's all that
where
matters.
She's been with her men.
In the original, and I'm Radical Ones, I hope you don't mind. I'm just trying to fill in the pieces. It's never revealed who Victoria's mother is, although it was to be revealed in the original series, had it gone on, that Elizabeth Collins gave her up. And she was a Collins then. And she's the sister then of Carolyn. But that is never brought up into this. And the series was going into it, but it got canceled before it was resolved. So she is related then to, well, it doesn't matter for Barnabas because he does cousins aren't too far off base for him.
They call that kissing cousins, you know, when they used to call
this was literally kissing cousins continuity in this series. It's not revealed, but Victoria would have found that out. I also want to say, David, that while we're on Barnabas and Julia's relationship, in the original series, they get past this situation. Over time, she becomes his greatest single ally, and they both go to extraordinary lengths to save each other's lives. So at this point, though, he gets the injection, and it's the diluted one. The day after, they're having breakfast, and he is having withdrawals, and his hands are aging at the table. Ooh, that's horrible. You know when you get chapped hands. They were aging at the table.
Good morning, Miss Winters. Some nice fresh coffee?
Thank you, Willie.
Now, how do you like your eggs, Miss Winters? I make them all kinds of ways, don't I, Barnabas?
Yes, you do, Willie. As a matter of fact, Willie's turned out to be quite a good cook.
Barnabas always takes his eggs 3 minutes.
Well, I don't think I have time right now, Willie. Thank you, but I'll just have my coffee and get back to Collinwood.
Well, you at least got time for some toast and stuff. I'll be right back.
Very good.
I seem to be all thumbs this morning.
Did you burn yourself?
No, I'm fine.
But
Victoria, it's nothing.
Here you go, Miss Winters. Cinnamon toast. Auntie used to make it for me all the time when I was a little kid.
It looks excellent, Willie.
You ought to try it with some strawberry jam. You can't beat that.
Thank you, Willie. But Miss Winter should be getting back to Collinwood now, don't you think, Victoria?
Yes, I do.
As soon as she's finished with her coffee, Willie, would you be good enough to see her back?
Yeah, yes. Sure, Barnabas.
That won't be necessary, Willie. I'm sure you have better things to do.
No, he has to go there anyway, don't you, Willie?
Yeah. Yes, I do. I gotta pick up some stuff from Auntie.
Twisting personalities, David. Victoria's left with, he was just gung-ho about the, oh, Victoria, this party, beautiful breakfast, to,
get out.
I'll see you later, Victoria.
Ugh. It's time to
irritable
go.
Irritable bowels, Willie. Barnabas's irritable bowels working up, Victoria. Miss Winters, he's gotta go.
You gotta leave. You gotta leave. He's embarrassed. He's embarrassed that you're gonna see his irritable bowel syndrome problems.
The toilets don't have fans. Everyone
she's
will
like,
hear.
She's like, did you burn yourself, Barnabas?
Just leave.
He went from, Miss Winters, you're going to be able to get some toast and whatever. He's like, no, she's leaving. He's like, I'm not even going to look at her. I can't show. Obviously she doesn't know what's going on. He's like, oh, but bye, Victoria. Bye. Bye.
But it took all of his,
she's like, okay, I'm going to take this dress home with me now.
Oh, this dress.
But here's the best part. The most tortured scene I've ever seen. Barnabas goes to Victoria's room. And he wants to bite her in the worst way. He's like, and it's like, I can't, obviously we're not on camera, so this is a recording. Heaving. He's like, but it's dead silence. It's dead silence. I don't know if it was a comedy routine or the most tortured scene I've ever seen in my entire life. I see it now in my mind. I imagine if it was a set, he'd be like,
she would have woke up and saw this, like, dry heaving over her body, over her.
But it was no, there was no silence. Then he finally pulls himself away.
This is why you don't spend your nights in a weird.
This was
room.
Something. This is something to be seen. Now the face he made would have been what I made if I had to put on that old nightgown from a dead woman and sleep in that dusty ass bed. When they say it's a rustic Airbnb,
Dave, that's all I kept thinking about when you mentioned Benadryl. You're right. I hope she has an EpiPen, a nose spray for the morning, because unbelievable. But he has that again, though, when he's going Julia, and he's like, "What is happening?" He has that reaction again. He's like,
"No, but the best." I'm sorry, the best was that was it from me. Anybody that's listening to this podcast, you need to go to that scene and fill in your own sounds, because it's dead silence. Oh. It's dead silence. Oh.
Yeah, maybe Ben like Cross that, wasn't me. So bad.
He was doing, what I would be doing, like when I'm getting sick because I ate too much sugary stuff and I'm using the Ozempic and I'm getting nauseous in the bathroom. Oh, God.
Poor man. Where do you go from there? I don't even know. Oh, yes. So... The diluted serum takes its toll on Barnabas. He begins craving human blood, and he stalks to Josette's bedroom. He nearly bites Victoria, but he regains control of himself. He flees the old house and goes to the old mausoleum. Oh, that's right, David. He said, Willie, chain me into this coughing again because I am gonna, I can't control myself. I can't be tamed. So Willie.
Okay, Miley.
He grunts. That's what I was thinking. He can't be tamed. So Willie goes to get Dr. Hoffman in the middle of the night, right? Her hair is down. She's in a silky pajama.
Oh, I wrote that down. She's in, yeah, a red satin pajamas.
I think he's awakening her because I'm telling you, they did something with those colors. They had her all in black. And then when she started to soften, she started going to colors.
I said silent torture. And then Willie gets Dr. Hoffman in her red silk pajamas with her hair down.
Soaked. And she's like, Willie, I don't understand.
I was only trying to help you. I was only trying to protect you from yourself.
Help me. How?
Your whole relationship with that young girl is the most self-destructive, dangerous,
Are you mad? How dare you meddle in my affairs?
I sleep now.
Now, tell me what you did.
I diluted the potency of the serum. She's wrong for you, Barnabas. She always will be. I knew the moment you didn't require the treatments you were planning to marry her. Don't you see where we destroy everything that we have worked for in this experiment?
Experiment? The experiment, as you insist on calling it, Doctor, is over. I want you to give me one last injection of enough serum to end this now.
You're willing to risk everything for this girl?
Yes.
Oh.
Now, Doctor.
He demands another injection to quell the craving.
And she's like, okay.
Oh, she gives him an overdose. I thought she gave him not enough. The synopsis is saying she gave him an overdose. The following morning, Barnabas is having breakfast with
Victoria. Well, he does tell her, give me it all. I don't want to have, I'm going to be done.
Right?
So she kind of says like, oh, I'm going to give you what you asked for. But she was being a bitch about it.
As the two talk, he begins to notice his hands are quickly growing weathered and aged. He abruptly excuses himself and orders Willie to find Julia. Willie races back to Collinwood and Julia refuses to help Barnabas. She's like, there's nothing I could do. You heard him, Willie. You heard him last night. He said, don't come
around
here.
Did you hear the music box? Did you hear the music box in Victoria's room? Well, you didn't hear it in my room, Willie. I didn't even get anything. I didn't even get a clock.
That's true. He could have gave us something. She is doing this out of the goodness of our heart, supposedly. Okay, and she looks at the painting. She's like,
There ain't no painting to me.
So, did you think this was strange? Out of nowhere, Carolyn stops at the old house.
Yeah. She's like, Joe didn't do me, so I'm going to go with my cousin now.
Barnabas? I'm sorry to disturb you, but when nobody answered the door, I was out for a walk, and my mother asked me if I got the chance to just come by and make sure you're coming to the party tonight.
No, she said Elizabeth told her to make sure he was coming to the party.
Oh, but I had to do it in the most sexual way possible.
She's like, oh, nobody's home? She's going to do LaToya's cash run, see if she could pick up anything.
She was dressed like LaToya with the captain's hat from earlier.
With the go-go, with the thigh-high boots. Boots with the fur. All the vampires were looking at her.
And tell me she wasn't ready with her scarf on already to cover the feeding. She stops by the old house. She just walks right in.
That seems to be everybody.
They don't care, right? Well, I guess they figure like they own it. I don't know. Although he threw out Roger. This is my house. She sees him in a chair, she thinks, and she enters the drawing room. She finds the gnarled ancient Barnabas. That's how they describe this. The ghastly old man leaps upon her and bites her on the throat. Willie storms into the room and sees Barnabas drinking Carolyn's blood.
He's like, what did you do, Barnabas? Oh.
Because Willie really doesn't want this to happen. He doesn't want the family to be killed.
And then he gets rejuvenated back to his old vampire self. And then he picks her up and basically kisses, like, blood of my blood.
Blood of my blood. You are now.
You're going to be walk with me forever in night or whatever.
So what was that about?
I guess he just means that she's a vampire.
As a minion, or he wants to have her as one of his brides.
I think a minion.
The brides of Barnabas.
You okay, Carolyn?
Blood of my blood, kin of my kin,
soon you will walk with me as my partner in the night. When I call, you will come. Do my bidding as I command. We are as one now.
What's going on, Barnabas? What are you doing to her?
You will stay here with Carolyn, Willie, until she regains her strength, then escort her back to Collingwood.
Furious at Julia for betraying him and forcing him to prey upon his own blood. Growling at the air, Barnabas vows to make Julia pay for what she has. Dun, dun, dun.
Why would you cross a vampire?
He did ask for it, though, right? She could say, I gave you what you wanted. I told you, Barnabas. I told you this was going to ruin everything. She does say that at one point when he confronts her, right?
Mm-hmm.
She said, this woman is ruining everything. You're throwing out this experiment. He goes, I am not an experiment doctor. But you kind of are.
I'm not an experiment Dr. Hoffman.
I think something happens in this next episode, our next episode. I think the costume party happens.
Maybe they'll do the minuet,
which is also in Vampire Diaries.
Then they're Barnabases.
They're just Barnabys.
The Barnabys. They're multiple Barnabases. The Barnabys. So this was honestly a great episode.
Loved it. Actually, I can't tell you. I've loved every episode so far. It has not disappointed me looking back at it. And it's not because it could have been for me because I was so upset that they canceled it over the decades.
God, 33 years, as we found out. 33
God,
years.
God, shoot me. However, it still stands up for me. I loved it. I'm loving it so far.
Because even the way it was shot looks like they filmed it like a movie in a way. You know what I'm saying? It looks like it was shot high standards, even the way it was shot.
I'm just still so sad that it couldn't have just went on hiatus during this Gulf War incident thing.
Yeah, right. Why couldn't it just start over? All the other shows that year continued, I'm sure. Maybe it was a big budget too. Yeah. It was, I mean, MGM was part of this. So like,
do you think do you think they'll ever do another one? Do you think they would reboot like for real?
I mean, they've been trying for years now. The original cast, they're trying to do something where it continued the original one and have like the remaining people alive and have like the modern Collins family, like new characters, which I think is okay because we've had now this storyline done now five or six times.
Yeah, we don't
times.
Need to go back in time. We don't need to go back in time.
No, we don't need to do the whole, I mean, although the Barnabas, the vampire thing is probably, unfortunately, it will be.
Well, what other vampires would there be?
Well, I mean, they go into zombies, werewolves, ghosts.
Vampire Diaries.
Phoenixes.
Vampire Diaries.
They have everything Dark Shadows. I mean, it goes to everything. Parallel time. They could do all of this in a show, and we always just get the Barnabas being unveiled. David, we did that. I don't know if you had a chance to see it, but we have on our YouTube, I did a pilot review of the WB Dark Shadows pilot, which again was Barnabas released in Collingwood, and the whole thing started again from, but they actually did that in like 40 minutes, like the whole released, enter, attacked, fast. Victoria comes, Barnabas is out, Dr. Hoffman is on the case, Angelique is revealed in the first episode. That's how it ends. So God, I do, David, I wish, because this series does have, although everyone will probably think it's a ripoff now of everything else, this series would be fantastic on a streaming, unfortunately, because it's no way it's going to last on primetime.
No, it would have to be a Netflix or Prime or something, or Hulu or something.
Wouldn't that be amazing by the time we finish this that they announce like a revival and we get to like review the revival the revival of the revival
of the revival?
That would be amazing, actually. To me, it's, I don't know, you think the Tim Burton movie actually dampened it?
It did for me.
It did for for me. It did for me. Maybe we should review that, actually.
You're making a comedy. I don't know.
Comedy was horrible. The comedy was horrible. Yes, have moments of levity, but it was a comedy.
It didn't do anything for me. Mm. No.
Mm-mm. I could tell you what's getting us going, though. These Dark Shadows episodes. We are hot into it.
We're 5 episodes in already. We're almost halfway through.
Because there's 12, yeah. So once we start 6, there's, 6 episodes left next episode. But don't fear, David. I have even more information about season 2 that I didn't even know that was written or in the planning stages and all things like that.
Night has fallen on the House of Collinwood. I realize that I've been sleeping, but not really, with my possibly gay vampire cousin.
So, as always, Radical Ones and Dark Shadows fans, you could reach David at UniversalAppeal2020, all one word, on Instagram, as well as the Radical Retro Rewind podcast, one word, on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and more. Until then, stay scared. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gown. Now I'm going to sleep in your bed. I almost feel like I'm you.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you. Even if your needs are unique, get more with Geico.